Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
We know dating is hard in 2018. You've got all those apps. You got the websites. You still have Aunt Myrtle trying to hook you up with her neighbor's son's brother's cousin.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough. And so this happens especially, I feel like, on the dating apps, but it can happen in real life too. You're trying to get to know someone, but there are so many options. It's almost starting to become like you just, it's a little shtick that you got to put on.
Oh my gosh. When I was single, if you looked at my Tinder, all it said was, hey, how's it going? Hey, how's it going? Hey, how's it going? Because I wasn't about to try to put any time into that first bit of conversation, because when I did, I felt like it was a waste of brain energy.
Right. And that can be the case sometimes. But also, you might be missing an opportunity because you're not taking the time to dig a little bit deeper. So I've got a really great. Okay. Just missed that R there. I have a really great question that you can use as a conversation starter that I feel like gives you insight into who that person is, because you can base it on something else, okay?
All right, let me see if this sounds like love, Holly.
What three fictional characters are you most like? Okay.
So that's your first, instead of my old school, hey, how's it going?
Yeah. It doesn't have to be the first question, but it definitely should be near the first, because not only does it show your creativity, but it really gets the other person to think, and it's fun for the other person. And you would want them to ask you that question, because you're already, I bet you enter anything. You're sitting in your car right now thinking about which three fictional characters you're like.
Who would you be?
I've already thought about this.
Okay.
I would be Robin from How I Met Your Mother. The female character from the old school Disney cartoon Hercules, Meg. And Julie Bowen's character from Modern Family. What's her name? Why can't I think of it? Scott Claire Dunphy.
Holly, I would not talk to you. who the hell is this girl from Hercules?
Well, she's like, you know, this girl that thinks she can do it all on her own, but she actually is like tender on the inside and needs help.
And then no guy would know that. And then Claire Dunphy is the most neurotic,
I know,
scary person to be around.
But here's why. So you say these and you give your reasons. It's not like you let them figure it out on their own. It's not like you pick the worst attributes.
Right.
But here's where I pull from this and that and the other one. And so if you explain why, that gives people insight into who you really are.
Wow. Okay. I see how this could be good. I don't like it because all of the stuff I watch is like super dramatic shows. And so
it doesn't have to be stuff you watch. I mean, it could be any fictional.
No, I'm just saying the people that I want to be like, or that I would describe myself as, are people that they probably wouldn't want to date. And so it wouldn't show off my best side.
But is that really who you are?
It's who I want to be.
No.
I want to be a bad bee who rule the world, girl.
But Miguel, you're not.
But I'm not.
You're not.
I'm more like the goofy side character who only gets like screen time every now and then.
No, but your goofy side character is now the leading man in his life. So like, you have to say who you are like, not who you want to be like.
I already feel sad. I feel like I'd already be single.
I don't even want you to do this exercise. Never mind.
Womp, womp, fun ruiner.
Sorry, I'm a swore. Too early. All right, let's talk firstborn kids being smarter, because there's new research that says firstborn children are smarter. I know this is going to hit you hard, Miguel, because you're not a firstborn child.
No, I'm not.
I, however, am.
Okay.
All right. Here are a few theories as to why they think firstborn kids might be smarter. The divided attention theory. Earlier born siblings enjoy more time, care, and attention than later born siblings, and that's the divide. You've got more attention from the get-go. Number two, the no one to teach theory. The idea is that older siblings benefit from the ability to teach their younger brothers and sisters, and that helps build learning skills. And then finally, the lazy parent theory. The general idea here is that first-time parents are scared to mess up their new tiny human, so they're basically like going by the book for everything. Whereas your second, third, fourth, whatever kid, you're like, he'll be fine.
I don't think any of this is true.
But here's why I actually might take a little bit of an exception in your case, because there's such a big age gap between you and your brother.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like resetting the page.
That's true, because my brother's 8 years older than I am, and when I came along, he was already
off.
Yes.
Doing other stuff.
Yeah, and he was gone.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, if maybe because of the age gap, do you feel like that might reset it for you?
Yes, because I'm smartest.
Okay.
I'm smarter than him.
Okay, youngest child.
Holly, do you feel like you're smarter than your younger brother,
yes.
Patrick?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, if he was here, I don't know if I'd say that to his face. He's a police officer. He could arrest me. It's fine. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.